Thank you, of course, to Brian Kaplowitz and SpeakerMatch.com for sponsoring our teleseminar today, which is How to Get Booked on Podcasts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm radio director for Annie Jennings PR. And with me, of course, is the Annie Jennings, a highly respected and accomplished national publicist who creates meaningful and valuable publicity strategies that help her clients be heard in the world. Annie offers her famous number one radio talk show interview campaign that comes with free unlimited media training, a performance guarantee, and bookings on the major high listenership radio shows that include the nationally syndicated networks that help share your message coast to coast. Performance publicity programs are offered for television bookings, prestigious print, and influential online media placements as well. So, welcome, Annie.
Well, thank you so much, Stacey. I'm very pleased to be here today. And you know what? The sheer number of podcasts is overwhelming. iTunes, as of January, that's like now, right, a few weeks ago, reports over 850,000 podcasts with over 30 million episodes. In 2018, now just to give you an idea of the scope and the growth, the exponential growth, in 2018, there were 550,000 podcasts reported. So that's a big growth rate, along with the growth rate of how many print-on-demand books. There were over 1.6 million last year, up from 1.2 million self-published books. It's just an incredible field out there of people who want to be heard. God bless everyone, seriously, because it's good to want to be heard. I believe that everyone should be heard, their message should be heard, because it's part of a bigger piece of the puzzle, you know, of all of us coming together and unifying. Mm-hmm. And everybody who comes on or listens to this is invited to send me an email saying, I'd like to be on your Author Expert podcast, and we'll get you right up. The nice thing about the podcast is it's going to be all about you. And it's nice to have a podcast that lets you showcase everything that you bring to the table. And we'll coach you through it every step of the way. We're going to once again talk about our ladder strategy. It's just a very simple. It's as simple as it sounds. It's climbing up the ladder. We use it in our growth and development of our authors and experts. You simply climb up the ladder to develop media assets that allow you to qualify for the next rung higher. So Stacey and her radio division brings you to level 5-6. Beautiful. You've got lots of big name brands you're going to be leveraging. They're impressive, right, to podcasters coming to look at your media bio. Then you go to online media with big brand names, of course. And then you're on your way to TV. Before you know it, you have a very strong media bio that's going to be able to compete for a podcaster's attention. So, Stacey, tell us about this match game and how does it increase a person's chances of getting booked on a podcast?
Well, who doesn't love a game, right? I mean, here we are. You're looking at the podcast, right? Everybody wants to get on these podcasts. We're just talking about the sheer numbers that are out there. So there's so many. And you may hear of certain podcasts or maybe different types for different industries. But what you want to do is you want to get booked on podcasts that match your topic. So leadership experts, they're, of course, told us today for this particular podcast that we're doing, this teleseminar, that they wanted podcasts that had a profile that includes, of course, leadership, business, career development, management issues, maybe building a company, new developments in leadership, et cetera. All topics under that leadership umbrella. Now, that's exactly right. That's what you want to do. It's a great example of how this match game works for everyone. So we call it that in-house here at Annie Jennings PR as a shorthand way of saying that the topic being pitched or the person being pitched must always match the profile of the program, of the show, of the podcast. The shows do not stray from their profile because the audience will be surprised, right? An off topic, something that's out of the ordinary to what they were expecting, it might impact their loyalty to the podcast. You know, podcasters know it, so they do not book a quote unquote off their profile podcast type of an interview. So this brings us to how you have to understand the podcaster. So what are they looking for overall? You know, significant interest in their podcast and a rise to the top of the charts. That's what they want, right? Why? Why do they want that? So advertisers will want to spend money advertising or sponsoring their shows, and they want to become an influencer for those reasons as well. So there are huge advertising dollars out there for podcasters with significant downloads. Annie just mentioned 28 million downloads. So that's influencer status right there. It becomes a business model. It may start out as a hobby, something you want to do. You have this interest. It becomes this huge business when you gain traction. And with so much change in the way people absorb or attain new information, podcasting fits right in with the listener on the move society that we're in. Nobody's really just kind of sitting around anymore. Everything is accessible via our cell phones, in your car, with the Bluetooth, all of that stuff. It is all available. We are always on the move. So that's how people are listening to these podcasts. You know, they're commuting, they're working out, running. A smart podcaster would only book interviews with guests that forwarded their business growth strategy. And what that means is that the guests would be good for the podcaster's goals. So, I mean, there are a bunch of different types of podcasts and many different topic areas. They can specialize from news talk to political, contemporary issues, sports, pop culture, different features, general interest, to business, to health, metaphysical, and onward. And, you know, you can find your space in the podcast world. So you want to be a guest on podcasts, accept that topic, your topic, via their profile and format. Do not waste your time trying to be the exception, because the brand of the podcast ends up being so big and you're dying to be on the show. So you're saying, maybe me, maybe I can just be that, you know, maybe I could just be that health expert on this sports program if I just angle it right. No, don't do that. So unless your topic speaks to the audience, that is, your topics that fit for the audience's interests and expectations, it's unrealistic to expect a booking. Why waste your time? Time is valuable. There is an opportunity cost to spending time on projects that are likely to yield low or no results. So you want to use your time wisely. And we want to caution patience here. You know, most people want everything overnight. And not getting everything overnight can be frustrating. But here's a much better way to think about time and achieving your goals. It's consistency over time. That's one of our favorite sayings in the office. So what if one day you found one podcast through the research of word of mouth that might be good for you? Then you're going to go and research the type of guests they have and prepare your pitch exactly to the profile of the show. We're going to talk more about that shortly. Follow the directions on the website on how to submit your guest request exactly. So that is a test, you know, who can follow the directions? Seriously, it is. So just do as they ask, because that is how they process the requests. And they are getting a ton of requests. So Annie, what is the number one thing, or maybe number two, three, four, five things that podcasters and their producers are looking for in a guest?
Well, the first thing they're going to do, and they have a fiduciary responsibility to the podcast themselves, to review previous podcasts you have been on or radio talk shows, because they very closely resemble a podcast interview. Now, some of the deal breakers are no clear thoughts, craziness on your website, or it's not up to date, lack of self-awareness, and why you are pitching and why you would be a critical asset to the podcaster. Now, podcasters also look for savvy guests, experienced guests, guests that are easy to work with, a nice big social media community. Keep the action going while you're waiting for your podcast to be booked. Know that they're vetting you, and part of the vetting is they're looking at everything you do to see how relevant you are in today's world. So be active in social media and have a very strong history of sharing. This podcast boom is going to fade, and the reason why, it's hard preparing a show from a podcaster's point of view, looking for the right guest for the show, preparing the guest for the show, recording the podcast, posting the podcast. It takes, let's say, 15 minutes to do a podcast, but there's another hour's worth of work, and that includes editing the podcast as well. So that means a lot of people, very well-meaning people, are not going to be able to keep up with that level of commitment. So eventually this number will taper off and we'll start to see it diminish. But right now it's in its height. All right. So while you're waiting for your podcast to get booked, we're going to do as much as we can to up-level our credibility and influence and clout. These podcasters, they want you to meet them halfway. Our podcasters look for a variety of factors that help their podcast stay cutting edge, meaningful, valuable, packed with info that the audience is coming there for. Remember, podcasters have huge competition in their genre as well. We all do. So they need the best guests they can get their hands on. So we talked about some deal breakers. Some more are no history of podcasting or interviewing, a very weak media bio, a lack of credentials, not active on social media. Remember our ladder strategy, and we made that up in-house so that we could create a visual for people to realize how real growth and development takes place. You simply have rungs, and there's 10 of them, and you come in at zero, come in at minus zero. I'm good with that. I have a strategy for that. All right. So we bring you to back to zero if you're coming below zero, and all the way up to a 5-6. Stacy brings you to a 5-6-7. Our other divisions bring you to an 8-9. And then our big division brings us to your 10. And that means it's very high up in the media. That means you're one of the top professionals. You are an authority in your field. And it all starts at a zero with potential. And you just have to buy into the formula of ladder strategy. That's all. And that's what we're going to be working on as we're building our attractiveness as a guest for a podcaster. Remember, every touch point with a podcaster or their producer is an audition. Now, that is an important thing that I just said, Stacy, because as you know, when we process a guest, right, we look for what are they going to need in terms of growth and development. As you know, at our firm, we offer unlimited media training. Stacy is our radio director with 20 years of experience with our firm. We look for signals of what strategy are we going to put this author or expert in. You don't even know we're doing this. We're working on your behalf at hello. The minute we answer the phone, I evaluate your hello. Don't be afraid to call me because I'm going to hear the hello and I'm going to hear something in that hello, and it's going to encourage me to build a strategy specifically around the needs, your particular needs to be a great guest. So just say hello normal, by the way, when you call me. Okay. So they use the same system. Theirs is to determine whether you're a yes or no. I've already determined you're a yes. I'm looking to make you your optimal best. They're going to use every touch point with you as an audition. They use various factors, especially if you are an unknown brand in terms of a business professional, leadership, etc., or an author, to determine your ability to be a great guest for them. If you are an unknown brand-wise, but as an expert, you have valuable information to share, be willing to share your information with the media or with your podcaster so they can determine, even though this person isn't a big brand, they bring more to the table than we expected. Right now, we're working with two clients, and they got booked on a top 100 podcast that reached 2.8 million via their social outreach. They were just authors. They wrote a great book about travel, but they were actually a fit for the profile of the show because the profile was living your passion. By working with us, they used the ladder strategy. They were able to build up over time. All right, build up a very strong media bio over time. So guess what? They qualified. When they were vetted by the producer, they qualified for the show. And they lived their dream by traveling all over the world. And they made it to the show. Fantastic. Congratulations. And it became huge for them. So if the show can't book a big brand, they will book someone who fits the profile of the show. And in this case, this is the one I just spoke about, they were pitched by a publicist that the media does trust. Everyone is coached. Everyone is media trained. In fact, unlimited, by the way, and practiced. Plus, the radio campaign is a really great primer for everything, from podcasts to TV shows to speaking to any time you have to give your elevator pitch. You're going to know what you stand for, who you are, and what your messaging truly is. So with the millions of authors, quite frankly, millions, or guests, wanting podcasts, they want to choose podcasters from the big publicists who have the trust of the media. Why? It cuts down on their work. Imagine going through hundreds of podcast submissions and having to choose just one. It's a lot of work. Publicists or anyone looks at an internet profile or a search of an expert, they have to go through every one of those links to see what's there. It's just a responsibility that they do have, all right, in terms of being a great guest for the show and actually discovering the right guest for their show. You're confident you're a match for the podcast. So we've been through this. Now we identify the podcast. We know we're a good match. Now what? How do you create the perfect pitch that allows you to stand out from the others? And Stacey, it is your turn. You're on.
Okay, great. Yeah, because you have to stand out from all the others. We've been talking about numbers and numbers and numbers, I know, this whole time. So many people want to get on the podcast. So how do you stand out? It's so important to learn this skill set. It's going to help you in all that you do, in all your marketing outreach, how you stand out, right? But knowing why the podcaster is investing their time, money, and opportunity hosting a podcast is critical. And how can you help them achieve their goals? What can you do to help them get to their objectives? That is also key. You know, you just preach to the audience. That's what you need to do. In other words, create content that would likely be new, well-received, and fascinating to their listeners. So you want to give them your best stuff, your new ideas, your strategies, the better ways to do things given your experience, whatever it may be, just don't hold back. The pitch should be short. It's like the old elevator speech. Know in three sentences why you're a perfect match and what you will talk about that is new and engaging, again, cutting edge at the front of your industry. Why do they want to talk to you? That is what you need to know. So keep in mind, the pitch, again, is an evaluation. You're always on an audition here with every single touch point like we talked about before. So your pitch is an evaluation, a direct reflection on whether or not you will be a good guest. A pitch without telling a story or a pitch without getting to the substance of the topic of why you want to be there, of how you're going to help their audience, how you're going to help them, or a pitch without a point, right? Not knowing why you matter in the podcaster space is all going to signal to the producer of the podcast that you don't know what you're doing, right? You're not going to be a good guest. So that's really important. So you need to know exactly why you are a perfect match for the show in three sentences. Remember, three sentences. So, and no links. No links in these pitches, right? You do not want to say, here's a link to my bio, go check me out, and give them more work to do. Never ask anyone to go anywhere else to get the information they need because they just don't want to do it. They've got enough to do, right? However, you can let them know that expanded information is available. If you've already given them everything they need right there in that pitch, you could say, all right, there's a little bit more information on this website. Upon request, if you want to get back in touch with me, just include the relevant points in one paragraph. And if applicable and could be fascinating, mention what you're working on right now so your interviewer has material for your introduction. So the podcaster will typically create your intro based on your bio, and your bio should position you as an expert so the audience knows who is talking and why they might want to listen and get your point of view. So this is something also that we get lots of questions about as well. So how to prepare yourself and get your office all set up for a podcast. Now, you know, podcasts are typically going to be taped, right? So everything should be set up and ready to go when you get on the line. So you want to listen to the big podcast. This will be a great learning exercise for you. Note the elements of each podcast. Did they have your attention at hello? How was the energy of the podcasters? Was it contagious? Did it make you want to go get them? Or was it just so-so? At any time, did you want to stop listening? Or were you fully engaged throughout? So you want to note what made you want to leave the podcast, if indeed you did. This will help you. This is information. This is feedback. It's going to help you learn how not to be a guest by how they lost your attention and interest. So you can avoid this by creating edge of the seat material with thorough preparation and then learning a great guest skill set. And of course, as always, we've learned this when we were very, very young, practice, practice, practice. So with all this in mind, before the interview, you would prepare the most likely questions you'll be asked with some notes or bullet points that you would like to cover in the podcast. This way, you can stay on track. Because this method can create a lot of notes, you want to mark each page of notes in a way that you'll be able to have them readily available. So we like to have one page of notes per question because in our business, there aren't really any direct answers. A lot of the answers are going to depend on other factors. To be useful and comprehensive, we need to have lots of notes to cover each type of factor so we can help people in varying situations. And you might find the same thing goes for your subject matter. So the producer of the podcast may or may not use all of these materials that you have prepared, that you provide to them for the podcast. However, you need to know all of it, every last word, and also the contents of your book if you're an author. This way, when the host asks you a question, you should logically be able to answer it. You'll have everything that you need. Your knowledge will be refreshed. You'll be ready to share intelligent and valuable commentary. Again, always have your book on hand, all right? Maybe with some post-its identifying key areas so you're not flipping through frantically looking for the information. And once again, just refresh your memory. Remember, the hosts and producers are reading it for the first time. They can select information you may not recall is even in the book. I mean, you may have written it years ago. This stuff happens. So much information is in your book that it is reasonable for a producer or host to want to talk about what's of interest to their listeners, especially when they do come across it when going through your book, through your material. Now, Annie, I know you really, really like this part, you know, what the number one question is, right? What's the number one question that you should always be ready for with a great answer?
It's the one you don't expect. With any interviewer, be prepared for what you know and for what they expect you to know. Should you be practicing giving an interview? Yes. The more you practice, the more you learn you don't know. It's like, wait, I knew the answer to the question a minute ago, but it just means you need more practice. Jot some more notes down, answer the questions more and more until you are very familiar with everything that's going to happen on the podcast. And before you know it, you certainly will be a pro. So you're prepared material-wise. Now, what about your environment? If you know something's going to interfere with you being prepared for your podcast, fix it before it becomes a problem. So know exactly how your podcast will be conducted. The producer will tell you how the podcaster will contact you at your interview time. It's rare to do podcasts in studio with the podcasters because we're all over the country. Podcasters are all over the country. Typically, the interview is done via Skype, via Zoom, or similar. Be sure you know how to work all of these apps. Sure, when you're putting it up, setting it up, getting all ready, you have someone working next to you, it all works perfectly. But put yourself alone in a room, and now you have to get it up and working. There's all little things like, wait, am I supposed to press that button or click this button? Practice, write out your formula for getting the app to work perfectly, and practice a lot. Get a headset. High quality is best for tone. And then test your headset. Make sure others can hear you. Skype call people and prank call people. No, that's a joke. Skype call people. See how they like the way that you sound. A practice interview using a headset to test for clarity, static, and or echo. Buy the best quality headset you can afford. As sometimes it's the headset that causes the static or that far away sound like a tunnel that you want to avoid. And we've noticed this. When we do our podcast, the minute we ask them to take their headset off, it's perfect. They sound like they're right there in the room with me. So if you want to be a regular podcast guest, we recommend that you research a high-quality microphone. Sometimes podcasts are done by telephone, so that's okay. I'm going to say avoid cell phones because they do cut in and out, and you never know. If you have to use a cell phone, let the producer know in advance so they can expect any kind of trouble that does happen with cell phones, but also learn the skill set of speaking directly into your phone and standing in a spot where that's very clear and has traditionally brought you flawless service. We want that. Regardless of how you're doing the podcast, You must have a quiet environment. Take care of all potential distractions well in advance. With kids, be sure they have everything they need. Give them some snacks. Put on their favorite TV show or movie. Give them an iPad to keep them. Whatever you have to do is bribery, people. Have the dogs walked and the cats fed. Now, this is really important because dogs don't wait. They don't know you're on a podcast. You know, they think it's walk time. They're going to show up at your door and want you to go out with them. Cats fed. Turn off. Now, this one is a good one. Turn off electric or electronic alerts and other noises your phone or computer might accidentally make. A good interviewer will not ask yes or no questions. They will ask questions that are designed for you to dig deep for meaningful content. It is very possible they will read your book for segment prep, so note or highlight the parts they may want to explore further with you on the podcast so you are familiar with your books and what you think are the most important elements that catch your eye. Hey, we can all forget what we wrote a year or two ago. So be prepared. Here's how. Read your book again. Go through each chapter and create about 3 questions that if you were the interviewer, you would want. Now, this is each chapter. This is going to familiarize yourself with each chapter. The juice, I call it the juice. The juice is the stuff that ratings are made of. You know the intent of the chapter. You know the juice, the best parts of your chapter. And experienced interviewers will also be able to pick these out as interesting and meaningful ideas too, and ones that will lead to ratings. They will design questions about the most compelling and engaging parts of the chapter. So by picking them out in advance, you will not be taken by surprise. We find that many of our authors actually forget what's in their book. Yes, no problem. It happens. I can understand that because they were written for a while back and the author has lots of new information, right? Now at their fingertips rather than what they wrote a while back. So such as a year or so ago. So always review your book and go through this chapter by chapter. It's part of being prepared. You don't have to do it more than once, but do it at least once because you'll have it done for the rest of your podcast. Prepare your answers to the questions you pick out from each chapter. That's very good. If the podcasters ask questions you would like to be asked, that's great. Then now you can pick the questions you want. So some podcasters say, send me your 5 questions that you'd like to be asked. I know I do because I'm dealing with authors and I want this to be a showcase of the value that you bring to your readers. So I'm going to ask you for your 5 questions. Not why did you write your book, we'll get into that later, but really about the messages that you want to showcase that will help your readers lead better lives. So as you can see, this is the best research on finding the best questions and have top-level answers ready. If you're able to pick your own questions, pick out the ones that give the most juice, again, the most potential for rating. This strategy is another way around rambling. People ramble for many reasons. You know, nerves. It's not their style to say anything concise. But we work on that in media training, okay? You don't have to be perfect. Believe me, nobody's born perfect. And they don't know the answer, and they are buying time while they think of the answer. That's why people can ramble at times. So pay attention to the interviewer. By being prepared, you can focus more on the actual conversation because you're not worried about what am I going to say. I don't know what they're going to ask me. What's next? Forget about that. You want to focus and be totally present. Sometimes they can ask more than one question in a question. Such as, here's an example. In your book, you mentioned that you had tough times as a child. How did you manage as a young boy taking care of a farm? I just thought that a farm sounded fun. While your parents were away, what did it teach you about life and how you are using those skills to become a top expert as a psychologist? Hello, what did I have? 4 questions in there? I don't even know what I asked. But that's a loaded question. So you have to jot down, okay, tough times as a kid. How did I manage as a young boy taking care of a farm? How did I do it alone? My parents were away. What did it teach me about life? And how do I use those skills today in my adult career as a psychologist? All right, so Stacey, I want to throw it to you. You have a ways to go here, and we have some time. We might as well talk fast and get it all in, especially how to find. I really want to tell people how to find podcasts that are right for them. It was a question mostly everyone asked. So do you want to go ahead and start with you've done your homework now what?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Okay.
Right. And and so, you know, everything that we've talked about to this point, you are on it. You've done it all, right? You've done the homework. You've booked yourself on a podcast. Congratulations. And you end up giving a fabulous interview. So now you want to tell everybody that you've done it. You want to promote the podcast to your audience. So what you're going to want to do is you're going to want to use this particular interview, this podcast, and you're going to want to optimize it. You're going to want to leverage it as much as you can. So, you know, once you've booked your, what you've done the interview, you share that you are on the podcast itself, you've done the interview, had a fabulous time with the podcaster, you can talk about the content that you discussed, pull your favorite quote or interaction, and you can do that a couple of different times if you have several favorite moments from your podcast interview. And just talk about the experience, and then you can let your community know to stay tuned for when it's going to post, and then when it does post, that you let them know they can listen, and then you have it there, and then you can do that again. You can, you know, maybe 3 weeks from now say, hey, in case you missed it, here's my interview with XYZ Podcast. Had a great time. You know, and it, when the content is timely, you can do it again. If something comes up that's trending, you can get involved with the hashtag and say, oh, I just talked about this with this podcaster last month. You know, you can use it and share it and repurpose it. And it's just really, really, really a good tool for you to have. Now, when we were talking about this particular teleseminar and people were sending in questions, you know, one of the biggest questions that we got, of course, was, how in the heck do I find these podcasts, right? Where do I go to find these podcasts? So the obvious answer here, and you probably know this already, but it's Google. You know, you're just going to research online. You're going to research your topic area and the word podcast, and you'll just see what comes up. Obviously, the results that are coming up first are going to be some of the more popular podcasts, right? You can also go to whatever streaming service that you like iTunes or Stitcher, and they typically have, you know, top 100 lists. Overall, they've got top 100 lists in different categories. You can search by category, and you can look for the podcasts that seem to do guests. All right. Now, there are no rules for podcasters, so they can do whatever they want. Either they book one guest for a full hour, they can book more guests and have whatever length of time they want the interview to be, they'll do that, right? Whatever the podcasters feel would work for their profile, their format of the show, that's what they're going to be doing. So you're going to be looking, you're going to be researching all of these different podcasts that are out there and available, and see, again, go back to that match game that we talked about initially and play it. See what is going to be a good match for the profile of you, of the podcast itself, and then, of course, your topic area. You know, they could do 3 or 4 guests for 15 minutes. Who knows? So just get out there and start learning, start gathering information. Now, of course, it's like, great, okay, here we are. I have some podcasts I want to contact. How do I do that, right? How do I contact a podcaster? How do I get booked on said podcast? So some podcasts are going to have websites where they have like a be a guest option that's going to bring you through the steps to take you, they'll take you to be considered to be a guest, right? So that's pretty simple and self-explanatory. Now, they are going to be receiving, this is very important to remember, they'll be receiving many inquiries because they have this form, this be a guest, they have this. So you want to always answer or fill out that form in its entirety, right? At our firm, we evaluate guests right from the get-go, right from there, from the start of filling out the form. So if they do a great job, we are very interested, as that shows that they're going to do a great job in all that they do as a guest on your podcast. So if they just give us the bare bones, just, you know, first and last name and email, you know, that really indicates they might be new in the business. They don't understand the skill set. They do not know the secrets of success or building relationships. They most likely do not know the all important how to be a great guest skill set. All right. So you want to make sure you follow directions. Okay. So the question now is, what if there is no podcast guest sign up form on their website? Right. Then you hit a dead end. So maybe you go to LinkedIn, maybe you message them, maybe you find them on Twitter. But you know, really, why would you do that? If they're not interested in you coming to them, which is indicated by not having a sign-up method, why go and send the email? You might wind up waiting and wasting time. You want to go where you're welcome. Build up a rich history of being a great guest on podcasts and radio talk shows. These are big indicators of your ability to impact an audience. So when you're on these radio talk shows, you know, the bigger the show, the bigger the brand, the bigger the city, it's all the better. As only the creme de la creme make it onto these big radio talk shows broadcasting to the heart of the major cities. So if you're booked on, of course, nationally syndicated radio as well, that's going to add tremendous influence to your media bio. These big bookings indicate that you are ready. You know, again, these major podcasters out there, they're going to find their own guests. And again, ladder strategy, you're out there, consistency over time. You're just showing them that you're active, you're moving, and you're shaking. Staying active on social media, I cannot emphasize that enough. I had a quick story. We were booking a podcast. They loved our guests. They love working with us. And I said, oh, of course, this particular guest would be great. And I made a mistake. I hadn't realized that the person hadn't tweeted in like a couple of months. And so they're like, well, you know, I don't think this person is going to up-level us. It was a give and a take. And so then I brought them someone who did. And they're like, oh, yeah, let's definitely book this person. So the people that are really big, they're going to find you, all right? And you always have to be ready, always have to be doing something while that is going on.
It would be my pleasure to interview you on my author podcast. And I do so in such a way that you wind up with a recording that is meaningful and valuable to you so that you can share it to your community and not only promote your book while in the interview, but also share valuable information. Simply email me, Annie, at AnnieJenningsPR, and you all know my email out there, Annie@AnnieJenningsPR, and write in the subject line, would like to be a podcast guest, and we'll get you right on a show, all right? We also give media training tips. We also offer media training services if you want to just get that great skill concept down once and for all. Okay, you'll learn the etiquette, you'll learn the do's and don'ts, you'll learn how to promote your book in a podcast, you'll learn how to make the podcaster look like $1 million. All these things are important. You'll also learn how to get the podcaster to invite you back. Okay, we want that. You want as much as you can out there in this world that's so competitive that the more you have, the more you can get. It's too much. But I want to give you the best information that I can at this time in our society to allow you to achieve your goals and share meaningfully with the world so the entire world, you know, can become a better place for all of us. Stacey, thank you so much for being a co-host today.